The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. On the black market, a pound of rhino horn goes for over $30,000, an irresistible sum for the merciless poachers and criminal syndicates that illegally slaughter thousands of rhinos each year in Asia and Africa. But now conservationists are using several high-tech efforts to put poachers out of business and save rhinos in the wild from extinction. 100 years ago, there were about 500,000 rhinos worldwide. Today, there are perhaps just 30,000. One attempt to curtail poachers is to capture wild rhinos and painlessly inject an antiparasitic drug and a dye into the horn. The chemicals, though harmless to the animal's health, disfigure the horn, rendering it useless as an ornament, or ground up as a traditional medicine, since the injected drug can cause nausea, vomiting, and convulsions in people. In another effort, conservationists are implanting South African rhinos with heart rate monitors and embedding video cameras in their horns. Whenever the animal's heart rate jumps, a radio collar sends an alarm along with the GPS coordinate to park officials who dispatch rangers to the site by truck or helicopter. This way, the anti-poaching officers can be hot on the poachers' tracks before they've even killed the animal.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.